Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. In a few minutes, we'll have on with us Ross Dellinger, who covers done a lot of stories on LSU over the last year or so. So we have Ross there. Ross? Y'all with us, brother?
Hey, Mike, man,
I thought you were coming on a little later, man. It's great to have you. We appreciate it. Man, I know you're working for Sports Illustrated, but, man, you're pretty near a man that's living on the bayou, man. You almost got that Cajun stamp on you all the time you done spent down there. But, Ross, what a great story, right? You know, thinking back, you know, when Coach O got the job, I think you were there that night. We're in La Rose. It is pouring down rain. It's cold at night. And I'll never forget, he stood up and he said, listen, I got a lot of people that don't believe in me. I know you guys do. But very shortly, we're going to be playing for a national championship. Man, the crowd went crazy and all. But how many of them actually believed that night? That part, you know, is kind of a split decision. But, man, look the run he made. And they may win another one. Ross, they'll never win one like this. And the fashion that they did it. Never win it like this.
No, they won't. It was incredible to watch. And like you said, you know, it felt like I was back on the LSU beat, man. I mean, I couldn't get away from them. So, but that's okay. Because it was, you know, it was the best story in college football this year, you know. It was incredible to follow. And you're right, I was there that night. And La Rose would – all those Cajuns crammed into a building and eating, drinking as much beer as there was and on the bayou. And
we didn't run out. It wasn't like Atlanta.
We
didn't run out.
It was incredible to kind of think back to that time and look at what they did. It's pretty awesome run, and it was fun to kind of be a part of it and follow it.
Now, Ross, when I look at that special season, different people have commented – you can look at the records, but to me, I don't know about players, but when you talk about a team, how can this not be the greatest season ever and the best team? And what I mean by that, looking at LSU, what, 726 points scored that hadn't been done since you got to go back to 1936. Then you look at all the top players winning all the postseason awards, and then you reference to the fact that LSU beat seven top 10 teams and four top five teams, which no team has ever done. So when you're talking about special seasons, how can this not be the best of the best when you look at that resume and what was accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, you just look at the, as you mentioned, the numbers and just the numbers in general, you know, seven top 10 teams. Nobody's ever done that. You know, and how they blew out. Yeah, and how they blew out their competition. Look at the postseason and what they did. I think they won the three combined postseason games all against top four teams by a combined, like, 79 points. I mean, it's just it's remarkable. And, you know, I'm over here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, and I was just at the bar. I know y'all were real shocked about that, but
yeah.
There's a discussion. There was
ain't
a discussion
nothing
about
wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's
a discussion
hear
no
about
argument.
Who the best team was, you know. And we were talking about the 01 Hurricanes,
yep.
The 95 Huskers. And, you know,
right.
If you're just mentioned with that group, that's pretty good. And LSU's got a good argument to say that they're better than both those teams.
And, Ross, you look at how about – I don't know, Joe Burrow. I mean, I know he didn't sell his soul to the devil, but that one season, to me, that's unbelievable. 60 touchdown passes, and then you look at the LSU Tiger fan base, that LSU quarterback threw for 59 touchdowns in the previous four seasons combined. So here's four seasons combined, and he passed all that. That to me, what Joe Burrow was like unconscious. He was too cool for school, wasn't he? Like Joe Cool and smoking that stogie in the locker room. To me, that was like perfect. I mean, nothing fazed him. I mean, he was unbelievable what he did for LSU, and I don't know how you can even put it in words. You just would have had to visually witness it.
And Ross, he can back this up. He's got a unique personality. Not a lot of quarterbacks have his type personality. He's quirky, which makes him a great fit for LSU and for Louisiana. He's got a few quirks to him that, sometimes you don't see that a lot in quarterbacks. But one thing he's got, toughness and, man, a focus like a laser to get things done.
Yeah, he does. He is quirky. He's an odd guy. He's got some interesting interests, outside of football. And he's got some interesting ideas outside of football and some just thoughts on the world, that picture of him with the cigar on the couch kind of reminds me of that picture of Joe Namath. With the cigar.
Yeah.
I think when he was with the Jets, he's got the cigar and he's sitting on that chair in the locker room. And that picture of Joe on the couch will kind of be immortalized forever, like the Namath picture. It was pretty fun to follow him. And he is, he's kind of a weird guy, but as you said, he focused
fits right
on football.
In.
I mean, yeah,
he fits,
I mean,
in Louisiana, believe me.
He was as focused on football as anybody. He spent, just because he had already graduated, and he had just those online classes. I mean, he was in that football building just as much as the assistant coaches, and it showed.
Now, Ross, I want your honest opinion. You look at LSU, they erupted for 628 yards against Clemson after falling behind 17-7. Then they went on a 35-8 run. Were you a little nervous when it was 17-7? Oh, this is going to go down to the wire, considering LSU's never been behind double digits. Or were you like, they got this in the bag? I have to be honest, I was like, man, I'm looking at my wife and said, I just hope they win. I don't know what's going to happen. We just somehow got to win this game. Boy, but I guess the confidence I was lacking, they didn't lack it, because when you erupt against the number one defense in the Clemson Tigers, number one scoring defense, number one a passing defense, and you put up 628 yards, and look at the points. Bottom line is, the question I'm asking you, when it was 17-7, you said, Ellis, you got this in the bag, or what was your approach right there?
No, I certainly didn't think that it would be a 17-point LSU win. It felt like a game that was going to come down to the wire. But you know what? You talked about confidence and stuff. Look, I mean, I've been around a lot of teams and covered a lot of teams. I'm not sure that I've been around a team more confident in their abilities than that team. And they let you know it, too, starting with Joe Burrow. I mean, they were not scared to tell you that they were better than you and they were about to kick your you-know-what, And so from that standpoint, when they were down like that, I knew that they probably, and I asked some players after the game, what did anybody rally you guys? You're down big, and did anybody rally you?
Right.
They're like, no, we knew we were going to come back and kick their butt. That's kind of what we've done all season. And so they had just this confidence and kind of boastful way about them, like I've kind of never seen in a team.
One of the things, Ross, that, Joe Burrow, the surprise, I remember at Manning camp, and asking, man, we're going to score 45 to 50 points a game. It was like, what? You got to be kidding me, But when Joe says something, you learn to pay attention. Because, sometimes he doesn't say a lot, but when he says something, he really means
right.
it. But other than Joe, the biggest surprise, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You talk about a guy that we've never gotten as many texts. Or people online, man, when they're going to start playing Tyron Davis Price more? When they're going to start playing John Emery more? When they're going to give Chris Curry a shot?
What?
And look what little Clyde did, man. And he was unbelievable as a runner,
look at the
receiver.
Alabama game.
But where he really made his mark, and Coach O told me this, Mike, he can pass protect. man, a lot of times you see that guy coming right up the middle, and he just absolutely will wheelbarrow him right off the bat, and he gave Joe a little bit more time to throw the football. What a great season for Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, I don't spend a ton of time real close to the players, you know, when they're in the uniform and stuff, you know, down the field. But for the SEC Championship game, I went down the field, and that was the game actually he was hurt, you know, and everybody was wondering if he'd play or not. He played a little bit. They didn't really need him for much. But I was down there pregame, and he walked by me, and I kind of did a double take. His waist down to the toes, man. I mean, he is built. It's just incredible. This huge, thick trunk on him, and you know why he can make the moves that he can make and kind of throw tacklers off and the way he runs. As you look at that trunk, man, I was just talking to somebody here from LSU that works over there at the Senior Bowl here, and they just told me about Clyde's strength on his lower half, and it is insane to see him up close, man. His thighs are the size of probably my waist. I mean, it's just wild, and he's been really incredible. When he gets the ball in open space, he's going to break that first tackle. You know it, you know, and he might break the second too.
Now, Ross, I remember in August we were talking about where Coach O, he goes on the Tiger Tour. And that, boy, I think y'all going to see the vast improvement in the most improved unit being the offensive line. But now, all of a sudden, four to five guys are gone.
That's the biggest thing to rebuild.
Isn't that the biggest question again, then, the offensive line, to help out Miles Brennan or whoever's at QB and the whole offensive scheme?
Yeah, you know, that was kind of – I know they won the Joe Moore Award, but that was kind of in I don't know, overshadowed unit this year, because just you had the receivers making so many great plays, Joe Burrow making so many great plays, and you had the talk of the defense and all that. And it was kind of overshadowed of how good of a job that those guys did. And as you all know, you need an O-line before you need anything else, the foundation of a team, the foundation of an offense. So that is something that going into this next year certainly is probably a little bit of a weak point for LSU, somewhere that I'm sure Coach O has his concerns about, because, you know, when you look at the whole team, you know, the quarterback and O-line, they're going to be a lot of new guys there in those positions, and that's kind of the foundation of it. And it'll be interesting to watch how that one kind of develops, and the new guys that come in, the freshmen, how many are going to get a crack, you know, at those positions.
One of the things that surfaced over the weekend, Ross, was the name of Bo Pelini possibly returning back to LSU. You think about it at that time, and I'll never forget Jimmy Johnson telling me this years ago, listen, when you win, you're going to lose players early, you're going to lose coaches early, but you're going to attract people that maybe the average fan wouldn't have thought about. That fan wouldn't have thought about Bo Pelini Wednesday or Thursday, you know, when Dave Aranda looked as though he was going to take that job at Baylor. I do know one thing. Bo Pelini is a four-man front guy, and that's Coach O's wheelhouse. He likes that four-man front. Your thoughts on the possibility of Bo Pelini coming to LSU as a defensive coordinator?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the big thing, the 4-3 versus 3-4. You know, Dave Aranda was obviously the 3-4 guy, and they had done that. You know, Les Miles had run a 4-3 for a long time, hired Dave to come in and change it in 2016, and slowly they did that. But you're right. You know, those defenses, you remember at USC that Ed Orgeron captained that D-line, that was always a 4-3 unit. And it sure seems to me like they're going to move in that direction. And obviously Bo is that guy. He's a splashy kind of name. He's had some difficulties lately at Youngstown. You know, he got off to a good start there, and then they've struggled. So you wonder if it's now time for him to jump back in to a big-time D.C. role. And I'll be honest, you know, this morning, that was a name I heard, you know, and I know it's only come out this afternoon and stuff, but it is certainly a name, along with a few others that I've heard, but it's the biggest name, you know, and it makes a lot of sense.
Ross, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. I'll give you one tip from Coco Ogeron. She said, make sure you tell Bebe I'll wear a size 8 ring. I want a national championship ring. I'll wear a size 8.
Well, I know Miss Coco is getting the damn ring. I can tell you
I
that.
I know that. I know that. So she's already made that statement. Size 8, she knows it. So she'll get it for him. So, Ross, thanks so much. You do some great work at Sports Illustrated, and we really appreciate it in what you do. And a lot of inside information, a lot of hard work goes into that.
Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Ross Dellinger works for Sports Illustrated now as a feature writer for him. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.